Michael Carroll, looking forward to an All-Ireland final. It's a first for Donegal, and obviously it's a first for you. Very, very exciting time in your young footballing career.
Ah, it's amazing to be part of, like, because like you're only 16 and you're part of all, like, the All-Ireland final buzz and everything, and it's just, it's like, it's a dream, like, but we have to kind of switch off from the all this and stuff and get the job done, because that's the most important thing.
And Declan, of course, as your mentor, Declan's been there before in an All-Ireland final back in 1992, and he's a fantastic man to work with, and he's been giving you huge confidence throughout the whole entire championship.
Yeah, listen, Declan's been with us since last September, well, me, because I just came in last year, working with us, and he's done everything right so far, and like I would be more, I wouldn't be any more confident going into a final with that man leading us, because he's every aspect of the game covered, and we won't get overcome by the occasion, because we could have against Dublin, we went a goal down, and but we fought back, because we've done a lot of work mentally with Anthony McGrath and physically with the trainer Sean Noonan and stuff, so we're a well drilled outfit, and I think we can give Kerry a good rattle, and hopefully we beat them in the final. So. Yeah.
And just on that point of Dublin, when you came from behind, it showed real character on the back doorstep of the Dubs, kicking into to the hill as well, and it showed how good the character is within the squad, Michael.
Like, it's a testament to some of the lads that are around us, like the one some of the older lads that drive on. Like, senior teams, if they want a goal down against Dublin, playing into the hill, you'd think they'd buckle under the pressure. 10 minutes to go, you're 2 points down, but we didn't. We replied with a fighting spirit. We fight for each other. As I said before, after our Scotland game, we're like a club team. We fight for every man. Everyone's friends with each other, and that stood to us against Dublin, because in a way they were a team of a few individuals. We were a team on the day, and we managed to pull through in the end. The subs had a big part playing it, and they got us over the line then. So.
And your own performances through the championship, because you've been an important cog in the wheel of this run that's taken to the All-Ireland final. Are you content with your performances through the championships, and in particular last one against Dublin, Michael?
I've been pretty content. Now, the only game I wouldn't have been too pleased with was the Roscommon game, but a lot of us would say the same about that. But yeah, like, I've been happy enough with my performance all year, and like, I'd be given a job, I do it, and that's the way all of us work under Declan, and hopefully I can put in my best performance of the year in the final, because every man will want it, every man from 1 to 15 and 16 to 24, and even any man that is in the panel, they're just as important, because you want to put in a good push in the final, and every man to be performing, because if we do, we'll make it over the line against Kerry. Yeah.
None of this seems to be phasing you, young guys.
Nah, not much phases us. Well, we're a very mature minor team, but you know, some people would have a laugh at me saying that, but we're well able for all this. Anthony McGrath prepares us for this. We've been preparing for this all year. We had a feeling in the back of our heads, like, the goal was Ulster, but we really wanted an All-Ireland this year, because we felt we had a fantastic minor squad, and it's shown so far, but it's no point getting that final if you're not going to win it. That's the way we're looking at it, so there's still a lot of work to be done.
When was the All-Ireland final mentioned to you guys by Declan?
To be honest, no, we never really talked about it until after we won Ulster. Like, we took it one game at a time. We took it with the Derry game, the Antrim game, the Armagh game. Like, you had to take it step by step. But after Ulster, we said, right, boys, we're 3 games away here from All-Ireland, All-Ireland champions, so let's put in the hard work here and try and get it done. And so far it's worked, but we still have another game to go, and it's the most important game.
And just finally, Michael, what's it like being part of this Aguador contingent who are involved heading into two All-Ireland finals? I would say there's a great buzz down around the parish over the last couple of days.
It's unbelievable. Everyone you've been talking to, going into school, everyone's just talking about it. And well, there's posters going up everywhere and flags and bunting and all that. Like, they've just gotten really into the All-Ireland final spirit. But we really want to make it paid back to them. You know, there's a lot of money been spent. Everyone's into it. And but we need to pay them back now and come home with 9 All-Ireland medals. So that's the plan. So hopefully. Yeah.